Hey, good morning. It's Quinn and Cantara.
Tom, you're on with Quinn and Cantara.
Great.
Tom Chapin.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're excited to have you on. This is the brother of the late Harry Chapin, and the documentary Harry Chapin, When in Doubt, Do Something, is out today. What role did you play in this documentary, Tom?
Oh, I'm a talking head telling stories about my older brother.
So, as it should be.
I was there when he was firing up. You know, we started as the Chapin brothers when I was 12 and Harry was 14 and Brother Steve was 11. And, you know, we were Hudson Valley boys, grew up in Brooklyn, and I'm in Rockland County now. And I was there for the whole thing. So when they started doing this documentary, they sat me down and asked me about stuff. And I'm so proud of my late brother Harry. You know, he was, of course, the great singer-songwriter, wrote Cats in the Cradle and Taxi and All My Life's a Circle. And
he was the story song guy,
yeah.
And he still remains to be. I do have to ask this. Is this true? He went away for 6 months, and then he came back, and you guys wouldn't let him back into the band? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. The band was up in Plattsburgh, New York. I was at SUNY Plattsburgh, and he used to come up on the weekends. And Steve was over at Clarkson, over in Potsdam, and we had a band. And Harry went off to do a film about the World Bank in Ethiopia. And,
man!
And when he came back, we had a real bass player, and it was like, Harry, there's no place for you here. And it was a great shock for him. But of course, he had the last laugh when he became a solo artist.
He
and
definitely
wrote these great songs.
Had the last laugh on you guys.
So I have to, since you're Harry Chapin's brother, for crying out loud, I have to ask you about the line in Cats in the Cradle. Like, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? What do you know about that line and the instance or the situation that maybe it was spawned from?
Well, actually, the lyric was not written by Harry. It was written by his wife, Sandy.
Okay.
She
wrote a poem, and then Harry yes, turned it into a hit song.
See, I need this documentary. I need the documentary.
Absolutely.
We've done the research and watched the trailer for the documentary that's out today, and it's so great that you're going to reintroduce a generation to Harry Chapin, people like me who were too young when he was killed in that accident. So we're really excited for this. I have to ask, would your brother be our version of Pete Seeger if he was alive today?
One version of Pete Seeger, you know, he would certainly, because he would have been so involved in politics, I think. He used to go down to Washington and really work on the hunger issue.
Right.
You know, Harry was not just a great singer-songwriter, the storyteller, but he felt he had a bully pulpit and that it was unconscionable that so many people were hungry. And the organizations he's founded, like World Hunger Year, Why Hunger Now? Why Hunger is still doing amazing work. I mean, you got to realize that before the pandemic, there were 32 million Americans food insecure. 12 million of those were kids. And that's much more now because how many people are out of work and all that stuff. We don't even know the numbers. But all these food places are just swamped with folks, and so he would be out there firing at that on all cylinders, I think.
As I'm watching, you know, some of these clips in the trailers and thinking about our government today versus back then, I feel like we're much less accessible, and the noise you have to make the kind of noise that your brother made.
He was amazing because he believed that we could change this, you know, and it's a very American, early American idea, you know, we can change the world, and it's quite inspiring to watch that film. Watch first him in full flight again. First time I sat down and watched, they have some amazing footage and amazing people giving talks about
yes,
it. Billy Joel and Graham Nash and Pat Benatar and
Sir Bob Geldof. DMC.
That was cool.
So, and you still sit on the board of directors for Why Hunger, right, Tom? Or excuse me.
Well, I'm the longest running board member. Although they just worked out a thing where they're making it kind of a loop where I sit out for a year, so I'm actually off this year. But when Harry started Why Hunger in 1975, and he said, you know, we need organizations to be here now, tomorrow, 10 years from now, working on this issue. And it's the proudest thing I do, I think, is to be, other than my kids and my, you know, family, but as an organization, it's an astonishing organization. It's a 4-star organization, Why Hunger? And there's other organizations that Harry founded, like Long Island Cares, the biggest food bank in Long Island, and others that have used his name to get, like the Harry Chapin Food Bank in Florida. So it's really, and so the movie is really interesting because the whole first 2/3 is Harry's life and the incredible music, and you know he plays the Tonight Show and he's the only one who sang Taxi. Nobody knew who he was. They go to commercial. They come back. They're still clapping.
Oh, that's wow. And it's amazing.
And Johnny says, "You come back tomorrow night, would you?" It's the only person in the history of the Tonight Show who got such a reaction that they brought him back the next night.
Wait,
and there's things like that. You go, wow. You know, I mean, I was there, but seeing it again and just reliving it is very emotional and really uplifting. And then the last third is about the hunger issue and how he got so involved in that. And what a difference he made.
One more thing when it comes to charity. I think it was Springsteen who said it in the trailer. Did Harry Chapin do one show for income and one show for charity?
In the last year, the last couple of years, he did that.
That's awesome.
And as Bruce, you know, Bruce said that I'm not quite that amazing, but he said that Harry was doing that.
That's incredible.
Well, posthumously receiving the Congressional Gold Medal for his social issues. I mean, clearly the man had a lot in him. Dying at 38. Is there any question on the death? And it's probably, I'm sure, a touchy subject.
No.
Because I read something at HarryChapin.com or Harry Chapin something yesterday about they weren't entirely sure if he had died of a heart attack before crashing the car or if the accident killed him.
That was debunked. Amazing. He actually had an insurance a physical 3 days before he died for Why Hunger. You know, so he was fine. What happened was that go into it. They go into it in the movie. But that's one of those debunked theories that.
But there was a settlement, a hefty settlement, like $10 million from the supermarket chain. I feel like they felt bad just because it was Harry. You know what I mean?
Well, it was that's a whole other thing. I wasn't really involved in all that. I do know that when somebody gets killed in a car accident, you know, and especially if somebody who's, you know, who can generate as much cash as that, terms of his life, that's how they work it out. But you're not talking to a lawyer here. You're talking to a folk singer.
No, I hear you.
I want to know how old you were when your brother died and how you learned of the news, and then paint a picture for our audience who was too young to remember how the world reacted to your brother's death.
Well, Harry was 38. I was 36, and I was living in Brooklyn, his office was right, was above us. We were in a loft in Brooklyn, and this secretary came down, knocked on the door, and said, "Would you come up here? I'm alone in the office, and there's something about Harry." So I went up, and he was supposed to be coming to New York City for a meeting with for a business meeting, and my brother Jeb was his manager, and they were waiting for him in New York. And so she made some phone calls around, and then I get on the phone, and I said, "Hello." He says, "What?" And it's a cop. He says, She said, "This is police in Long Island." And the guy, and I pick up the phone. And the guy says, "What relation are you to the deceased?"
Oh, that's how you
I said,
found
what?
Out.
Whoa,
wow!
And then let me tell you how he found out. And he said, "Well, there's no." He said, "This car is made out to." It was his daughter's car. And I said, "Well, I don't, and then he said, "But there's a watch, and his wallet was not was in the car. It got burned up." But he's carried a watch that says, "From the Flint Voice in Michigan, from Michael Moore and the Flint Voice. Thanks, Harry, for being such a blah, blah, blah." And I told Michael Moore that, and that's how we, how wow. On the phone, I said, "Yeah, that's Harry." Because
yeah.
He had done a couple of benefits way back when Michael Moore was running a progressive paper in Flint, Michigan. And Harry did do 2 or 3 benefits for him, and he gave him a watch, and that's how. And I told Michael Moore about when I saw him about 10 years ago, and he went, "Oh,
yeah,
like, oh my gosh, yeah."
And then the world's reaction, Tom. What do you remember of it?
Well, the first thing was, this is the family thing, you know, so I called around, and then all of a sudden I realized my mom's coming home from work, and I don't want to hear it on the TV or on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I rushed over to her apartment and told her. And then we all went out to Jersey, and the family got together. But it was just quite shocking. You know, everybody was, as these things happen, you know, that someone that you, with that energy and that thing, you know, that kind of positive vision of the world dies, and you say, wow, why has it happened to him? But it was you know, extraordinary reaction. And he won the Congressional Gold Medal. They gave it to him, and only four other songwriters ever got that. It's the highest civilian medal. The other four songwriters are Ira and, you know, the Gershwins,
yep.
George and Ira Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and Cohen.
Good company.
And Harry Chapin.
It's amazing.
Pretty good company.
Your brother was so talented. 14 singles went to number one. He recorded 11 albums between 72 and 81. Nobody works that hard anymore in the business.
Had he lived as long as Leonard Cohen, would he have written his Dark an album on the way out?
You know, you never know. That's the thing about this. You know, that you're, wherever you're doing, you do it to the fullest. He was certainly that way. And
awesome.
Who knows what would have happened. I just feel like, you know, that he missed his granddaughters and grandkids,
sure.
You know, and grandsons.
Well,
and we miss him, you know, enormously.
Well, rent Harry Chapin, when in doubt, do something.
Those are his words, right? When in doubt, do something.
That's exactly his words.
Awesome.
Yeah. I coined a thing about Harry. Two's company. Harry's a crowd.
Thank you, Tom Chapin, everybody.
A great delight, guys. Thanks so much, and say hello to all everybody in Albany. I miss you guys. I'm not touring except virtually these days.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Take care, and best of luck down in Rockland.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.